I'm David Ford. Arts for Life supports pediatric patients and families through arts education in four chapters across North Carolina. The nonprofit began here in the Triad back in 2001 at Brenner Children's Hospital in Winston-Salem. Executive Director Rachel Zink and Program Director Betsy McClawhorn spoke with me about the program. A
teacher of art. We all write lessons each month. For example, July is food and farm and mixed media. So each of the program directors sat down and did our research, and we all wrote 3 to 4 lessons and shared those with each other so that we come to the table with 12 lessons at least each month. And with those lessons, we choose 3 to do each week, and the kids have choices. And that's the most important thing to give the kids in the hospitals.
Why is it so important?
They don't have a lot of choices. They can't say, you know what, I don't want to do chemo today, but they can say, I don't feel like painting. Let's do some sculpture. They lose that peer interaction a lot of times because they're not in school and they don't have the chance to go to summer camps. But in the hospital, they have each other. And I have kids that will come into the hospital, and a lot of them, what gets them through those doors is the art table. And I've had so many parents tell me over the years and tell our volunteers, thank goodness we could use you guys as an excuse to get here, because they did not want to come this morning. It was hard getting them out the door. But as soon as I said, well, Arts for Life table is open, you can do art when you get there. As soon as you get your fingers stuck and we see the doctor, let's go out to the table, and they'll hop right in the van.
Wherever I go. For our kids who are school age, you know, we don't really know what kind of art interaction they're getting at school. It may be, you know, 20 minutes once a week. It may be more time than that or more meaningful, but a lot of times kids and parents will tell us that this is the first one-on-one art experience they've had with an art teacher, where somebody has come to them and said, what would you like to create today? And taught them art skills. So it's really like having, you know, your own personal art teacher and coach and mentor kind of all in one at the art table. And that goes for music and creative writing. So a lot of these kids are getting their very first real quality art experience at the hospital, which is pretty incredible. A comment you get a lot when you tell people what it is we do for a living is, gosh, that must be so sad, or that must be so hard. And it is. There are some very low lows, but the highs are so high. You walk in and see that art table in the waiting room of a pediatric cancer clinic, and it's full of kids crowded around the art table, and there's always room for one more. If another kid comes up and it feels like all the seats are full, well, those kids are moving their IV poles and making room for one more always. It's full of color and creativity and excitement and joy and laughter. And that's almost inconceivable when you think about where these kids are, but they would never know it. They're artists, they're poets, they're writers, they're musicians, they're composers. They're doing all of these amazing creative things in the face of some really difficult struggles. And that is so inspiring to me, and I think inspiring to all of our supporters, all the people that support Arts for Life along the way, our hospital partners, our donors, our volunteers and interns, who are just some of the most caring, compassionate people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. And at the end of the day, we're not changing a diagnosis, but we believe Arts for Life can really help transform this experience for kids and their families.
Arts for Life Executive Director Rachel Zink and Program Director Betsy McClawhorn. Arts for Life patients in all three of their hospital-based programs, clinic waiting room art tables, bedside art lessons, and art support groups have been busy at work for months creating original artwork and original film for their new show, Outside the Box. The exhibit will feature creatively recycled cardboard-inspired artwork, masks, sculptures, and costumes from kids in Arts for Life programs at Brenner Children's Hospital. The opening reception for Outside the Box art exhibit is Thursday, July 17th at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem. It's an all-ages exhibit with an interactive hands-on art activity for attendees and a screening of the Arts for Life film, The Ruby Heart Adventure, with cardboard costumes designed and created by Arts for Life patients. You'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.